Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. Her name's Allie. And across from me, we got the Zen Billy, Mark Zeno, hanging out today.
What the hell is that? I got up early, this early to be called a weird name?
Dylan hanging out behind the window, playing the ones and twos, man. Hope you guys enjoyed the hometown take. I always do. It's my favorite show on the station. Always the good vibes in the morning, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. I mean, that means a lot. I appreciate that.
And I mean that from my heart. It's the one I listen to every single day.
Me too.
Might be because I'm already here, but
well,
it's still a good
we don't
show.
Have to get in the particulars.
Yeah, that's still all a good show. Yeah,
minor details. Minor
still
details.
A good show. The vibes are always high. Yeah, Mark Zeno hanging out for Squid Billy today. And look, guys, I'm just going to be real. It's freezing cold outside, and I got to catch Mark up on this. I now own a different truck than I did 3 weeks ago, and I park on the street now. No parking deck for me. And, yeah, I had to bring an extra layer today to make sure that I did not have icicles coming out of my nose on the way in. Now, Allie did not talk trash to me today like she did yesterday.
I was just about to ask that. Did she have words for you?
Yeah.
Listen,
she didn't. You know, yesterday, Mark, it was raining in like 40.
Yeah.
And she kind of chuckled at me as I walked in with an umbrella and rain jacket. Like, how's that?
What? Why the pivot from the garage?
So I bought the newer version of my old truck. It's the same truck, basically.
So
and it turns out
bigger.
That it's about 3 or 4 inches taller than the old version.
I see. Head clearance is something I've never had a problem
well,
with.
Well, you know, and so it does turn out that size does matter when it comes to trucks going into a parking deck. And I did try it, and it just didn't work. So it's fine. Turns out there's not many
like
people parked out in the street at 5 a.m. when you get here, and you got to make sure you park under a street light. But nonetheless, here we are. So, yes, no, Allie did not talk trash to me when I got here today, but hope you guys are doing better than I was with icicles hanging out of my nose in the way.
No, I did not talk trash to you this morning. I also did not feel I talked trash to you yesterday. However, everything I say ends with a laugh or a giggle, so I can understand how maybe that seemed a little condescending.
Oh, God bless Grant for that.
Hear that? You hear that, Mike? Sounds like starting to backpedal a little bit. I'm hearing a little backpedaling in Max's voice.
Do you, and I'm assuming you do, so I know the answer to this, but I'm assuming you compliment Grant every now and then. Do you giggle after you do that? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to have to start paying attention to that.
Yeah. You're really handsome. It's like, yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. Thank you for the compliment. But
I love that fit, Grant.
You have a nice shaved head, Grant.
Since joining the show, I've come to realize what a Saint Grant is for marrying me.
Yeah. Touche. Yep. Think about it all the time. Look, it is what it is. But hope you guys are having a good morning. All that to say that.
Zeno, what have you been up to? It's been a minute since you've been in here.
Oh, boy. There's a loaded question. What have I been up to?
Man of many talents, many locations. Mm-hmm. What he is.
Man of many talents and master of none. No, listen, it's going through the holidays and getting ready. I went nerd out this year, and I actually have an Excel spreadsheet for all the gifts.
Do you
No,
really?
You don't.
Oh, yeah. I have an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh,
for
I
your
love
gifts.
That. that.
Yep. So I know. So I saw a friend of mine. She did this. I'm like, yo, I need that. I'm like, I'm at the stage of my life where if I don't write stuff down,
yeah,
I'm losing it. So I'm also pissed off about how much money I've already spent.
Well, aren't we all?
I am too.
How far through the spreadsheet are you, Mark Zeno?
About 15, 16 lines deep.
How many lines are?
I got a lot of nieces and nephews. Big Italian family.
I was gonna say, bro. I was like, man, I don't even know. I didn't know if that meant like 15 or 16 gifts.
Well, half of it is my kids, right? So okay. That's the first problem.
All right, yeah.
But that's so, yeah, I went all nerd out, and I'm going through it right now as far as that's concerned. But
good for you, man.
We have what else do I do? I sit there and yell at the TV about games I bet on. That's it.
There you go. Hey, that's not a bad life, man. Not a bad life. No. I'll have to talk to you about that in just a second. I lost everything that I had built up this year, this past weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going for it. It's the last week of the college football season. No.
Wait a minute.
Not.
You didn't have Bama minus 6.5?
What did I lose money? Oh, I lost money on Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll get into that later.
Listen, you're an Alabama alum, so I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Because I had a ton on Auburn. And when Kalen DeBoer decided to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Just kick the field goal, man. Why?
I'm going to tell you right now.
That game was supposed to end 23-20, and I was supposed to. It was the best of both worlds because I wanted Bama to win, and I needed Auburn to cover.
Hey, what about, just beach balls down there. Just beach balls down there. Huge.
Well, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks are back home tonight to take on the Clippers. Pre-game is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Speaking of the Clippers, though, they sent home Chris Paul in the middle of their 5-game road trip. Clippers president Lawrence Frank said in a statement, "We are parting ways with Chris, and he will no longer be with the team. We will work with him on the next step of his career."
Yeah, I thought I saw a car pulling out of the hotel around the corner where those teams usually
stay. Waiting for an Uber.
Yeah, I saw somebody out there standing on the curb. I was like, man, that kind of looks like CP3.
Goodness.
And he headed out. I don't know. Yeah, that's tough.
It's very vague at this point in time. We'll get more details on that. The number one overall player and quarterback in the entire 2026 class, Jared Curtis, he has flipped his commitment from Georgia to Vanderbilt. Boston College is bringing Bill O'Brien back for a third season and are increasing their financial investment in football. And another round of college football playoff rankings came out last night. Ohio State remains on top. Georgia is at 3, and Alabama jumped in front of Notre Dame at number 9.
And just a reminder to everybody, coming up at 8 o'clock today, we will have Rusty Manziel on to talk about signing day and Jared Curtis's flip. He has a really close relationship with Jared Curtis. I can't wait to see what he thinks about that.
He might have a few thoughts about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, it's an interesting flip, isn't it?
It's, to me, it makes sense.
Okay.
If I'm being real, like, he's going to be the highest rated recruit in Vanderbilt history. He's mm-hmm. also following the most successful season in Vanderbilt history. Mm-hmm. There's money being thrown around. Diego Pavia has kind of made it a little bit sexy to be the quarterback of Vanderbilt, and he's a Nashville kid. And I think he also understands that there's a little bit of a logjam at Georgia as far as talent goes.
Right. So, you're going to wait 2 years.
Right now, you are literally right now the dude at Vanderbilt.
By the way.
Ding.
We've seen this before, haven't we? Didn't Dylan Raiola do the same thing? I don't know if he was. I would be out of turn talking about how highly recruited he was. But he flipped from Georgia to go to Nebraska. And
I don't think Dylan Raiola was quite to this level. I know he was a five-star kid.
I'll defer to somebody else.
But you're right. I think that he went to Nebraska understanding that he was immediately the guy. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you also have probably more money to spare on quarterbacks because there's really – you're not Vanderbilt's not at risk of paying any other five-star quarterback to come sign, right? So kind of is what it is in that realm. But, yeah, Rusty at 8 o'clock today is going to be really interesting.
By the way, Georgia Tech in the rankings down at 22. The last set of rankings will be released on December 7th. Those will determine the final 12-team bracket. Is Georgia a lock for a bye?
No.
I don't.
No. Got to win.
I mean, they're not a lock for a bye. I would say it's more likely than not that they get a bye. And this all goes back, Zeno, to the 13th data point conversation, right? If you don't believe that Bama can drop out of the rankings, do you really believe that Georgia can drop out of the top four?
Yes.
What if Texas Tech loses? And who else are you going to put in the top four other than Bama and Georgia?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, if Georgia falls down, people have to move up, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying if Texas Tech's right behind them and they lose, if Georgia falls down, you're probably gonna move Bama up.
If Texas Tech and Georgia lose, guess what? Oregon and Ole Miss are sliding in at 3 and 4.
You think Ole Miss, as a non-SEC champ, would slide up above Bama?
I think the committee made a mistake by moving A&M down that far.
I agree.
Should have moved to 5.
I do agree with that.
A&M is literally the fourth best team in the country. Sorry, Georgia fans. Here's a little slice of reality.
Who are you putting at 3?
Georgia's
then?
Not the third best team in the nation. Not.
Who's the third?
The third best team in the nation? It's Texas Tech.
Okay.
If you look at it, if you take your emotion out of it and you actually look at what, like, you know, power rankings.
Texas Tech's a very good team. Texas, and they have not played with their food all year.
No.
They have dealt with business.
Oh, you lost to Arizona State.
Here's the first thing. I am not enamored with the loss column like 90% of the public is. I do not care that you have a loss.
Yeah.
I do not care who it's to, because guess what? The same thing happens every year. There's only one or two teams that are undefeated every single year. So
I agree with you.
I'm not going to hang my hat on a loss. I give more credit to wins. I give more credit to wins against top 25. I don't care what happens. I don't care if they're out of the top 25 by the end of the season. When you played them, they were a ranked team. That matters.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. So, and that's been my issue the entire time with Bama
A&M
being right behind Notre Dame.
Dominant team in the Big 12 all year long, and they have a very good resume. And like you said, when they win big.
Yeah.
And they win by a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's the third best team in the country to me. I think A&M is the fourth best team in the country right now. I still think Alabama's better than Georgia, to be honest with you.
That's tough, man. I think it's going to be a really good game this weekend.
You know what's funny, too? One more thing, Allie, real quick. Here's the funny thing that the committee does, which really drives me nuts. They didn't care about the Florida State loss at all. It didn't affect them because Alabama was number 3 until they took another loss. Then that's when the Florida State loss came into
that's
way
a good point.
Again. That's
a good
ridiculous,
point.
Okay? The loss was flushed. It was gone. It didn't matter. Nobody cared.
Well, I got to follow up by, you think Texas should have more of an argument of being in?
Yes. Texas has a very legitimate case for being the first 3
right,
loss team.
Right, because of the Ohio
State. I mean, their 3 losses are two of their 3 losses are to top 5 teams, and they got to win over a top 5 team.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They lost to Florida. I keep telling people like Florida's an interesting linchpin because they played the toughest schedule in the country. They were going to beat somebody. They shouldn't have.
They would. 100%.
Right? Like, that's just
100%.
Football. So,
as a matter of fact, when we were doing our SEC preview, Allie, mm-hmm. I was like, that game, Texas against Florida, is going to be the linchpin of everything that happens this year.
Right.
Like I think our category was one game that can flip the whole SEC on its head. That mm-hmm. was the one. Mm-hmm. I was like, that game has a lot riding on it.
And by the way,
because that's a talented team that's going to be bad.
Speaking of quarterbacks, that DJ Lagway stinks. He needs to go. He's getting $3 million a year. I've seen enough. Listen, I told you, my girlfriend's a Florida alum. Like, I have seen enough Florida this year. John Summerall needs to dump that like third period French.
What's the is the Tulane kid? I don't know enough about him.
Mensa?
Is he a senior?
You're talking about that's Retzlaff. Mensa went to Duke. He left Tulane.
Yeah, that's right.
Retzlaff. Oh yeah,
he's out of time then, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna say some of these guys are gonna be taking their players.
The BYU went to Julane. That's his
right.
Nickname.
You're right. That is so true.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves that stuff, by the way.
I know he does. I was going to say, that would probably sound offensive if somebody didn't understand that he's the one that says that.
He's the one who gave himself that nickname.
Right. I know.
He's like, I like Julian. I know. I'm like, okay.
I love it, man. It's good stuff.
Well, we have only scratched the surface on this, and I do love this little preview we've gotten of the Hard Truths with Mark Zeno show we're going to get today. Yeah. Very excited about this.
Aren't we having a moment of Zen later?
I thought I thought that we had moved on from somebody that was in that chair going, you know what my problem is? And yet, here we are. He's right back over there. That's why I call him the Zen Billy.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes! Full circle moment there.
You're sort of hillbilly comment as he makes.
Well, coming up, we got to close this book on the Falcons-Jets game, finally. Seahawks are coming here. What changes should be made before Sunday? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.